Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, with the winter fast approaching and even storms on the way, now might be a good time to help out some of our birds by installing a table for them. Niall Hatch of Birdwatch Ireland is here to advise about how to go about doing that. Afternoon, Niall.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Right, so why do we need to feed birds at this time of the year?
Well, because they need the help, and we live in a country which is unfortunately increasingly difficult for wildlife to find a place in. So the birds do struggle, and there are fewer wild foods around for them, and especially as the temperatures drop. It's good to give them sort of a helping hand and a boost. I have to say, it's also a really enjoyable thing to do. People learn a lot about nature from watching the birds coming and going in their gardens. Something very rewarding to do, but also very entertaining and educational. So there's many reasons to do it.
Yeah. Now, the bird table itself, I assume you can just like go down to a shop and buy one. You don't need to be making anything ornate.
No, that's the thing, and it doesn't actually have to be ornate anyway. But you know, people make them themselves. We sell them ourselves through Birdwatch Ireland, and we sell these feeding stations as well. People actually really like metal ones. Doesn't have to be made of wood. They're very durable. And basically, anything that will allow the birds to access the food raised off the ground in a way that they're not going to be vulnerable to predators like cats or foxes or creatures like that. So you want to have it located in an area that where they've good all-round visibility, where there aren't necessarily bushes too close to it, where they can be ambushed by a predator from, those kind of things. But having said that, you don't even need a bird table at all. Actually, you can get things like suction cup feeders that go onto the glass of a window in an apartment or something like that, and they work brilliantly as well. And the birds are desperate for the food, so they'll take it wherever they can get.
Okay, and so how do you, or is there a way of making sure that, say, the bigger birds might kind of bully, you know, come and eat everything, and then the smaller birds don't get a look in?
Well, the thing is, in some ways, you know, it's very hard to select what species you want to benefit, and they all do need the help to a degree. Having said that, there are some species like pigeons and members of the crow family, for example, that probably need less help than others. It's much easier for them to find food elsewhere. So there's a couple of ways that you can thwart them if you want to. One is actually what I like to do in my own garden. I get, instead of hanging my bird feeders, the metal ones or the Perspex ones from the corners of the table directly, I get some elastic bands. I kind of loop them together to make them an elastic rope, and I hang the feeder from that. And then when a small bird, like a robin or a blue tit, lands on that, they weigh pretty much nothing, really, and so nothing happens. But when a larger bird weighs on it, its weight causes the feeder to bounce and oscillate on that elastic rope, and they really get freaked out by that sensation. They hate it. So from that point of view, that's one thing you can do. And you can get special feeders that have cages around them as well, that have openings that just let some of the smaller creatures in and exclude some of the larger birds. Or you can do what's called distraction feeding, where you put food in different areas of your garden, different species like different types of foods. You can kind of say, well, okay, the pigeons are going to like this kind of food, perhaps a grain or seed or something like that, which leaves maybe more of the peanuts or something for the other birds at the other side of the garden. So it's a bit of trial and error, really, but there's many different things you can do.
Yeah, now, and because somebody's already texted in about how do you keep rats away from them, that apparently they don't like chili.
They don't like chili, no. So that's a chemical in chili that causes their mouths to burn, and some humans love that sensation, some hate it. Only mammals can detect that. Birds can't taste it at all. So one tip that I have, if you have a problem with rats and mice, or indeed with squirrels coming to their feeders, if you get very hot chili powder, make sure that it's just pure chili, though, that there's no salt or any other additives in it, because that can be very toxic to birds, just pure chili. And you dust that through the food. When the birds eat that, nothing happens whatsoever. There's no reaction. There's no problem whatsoever. When a mammal, like a rodent, eats it, they all of a sudden get this burning sensation in their mouths. They don't like that at all. It doesn't cause them any physical harm. It's just very unpleasant. We all know that sensation ourselves. And that can deter them. They pretty quickly learn to go elsewhere. So that's a good way to do it without actually causing any harm to them.
Ah, somebody else wants to know, is it true that we shouldn't feed birds when their babies are born because they might feed their babies with large seeds and they could choke?
Well, the biggest problem actually comes with peanuts. Certainly if the birds were to take a whole peanut and feed it to the chick, they can choke on that quite easily, because peanuts contain a chemical that causes the throats of birds, and indeed of human beings, to constrict and to tighten, so they could choke on that. If they're just taking them from a wire mesh feeder, though, so they can't get a whole peanut, so they're getting small seeds, it won't make too much difference. But actually what happens when you feed birds during the breeding season, during the summer months, essentially. Usually the parents use that food to supplement their own diets because their chicks at that stage, of almost all species, they actually, they're quite different. They rely on insect larvae and grubs and things like that. Even for the species that are vegetarian as adults, most of them still feed insect matter to their chicks when they're developing still in the nest. And having said that, you will find that there's less demand for that food in the garden during the breeding season, during the summer. So as a rule of thumb, I often think it's best to start around October. It's a good time to do it when the weather's about to change. So feeding during the summer, not a huge problem, can work quite well, but do make sure as well also that you don't have the feeders near to the areas where the birds are nesting, because all the coming and going of other birds can actually put off the territorial pair who are actually nesting in that one spot. They can feel very threatened. And so it's, but really we find sort of the autumn, winter and early spring are the most important time to feed them.
Yeah. Now I'll end with a controversial question, especially for people living in coastal areas. Are seagulls a problem here? Are they they're stealing all the food and leaving none for anyone else?
Well, what I'd say about that is I think that when it comes to the gulls in urban areas, it's actually we humans' problem. It's the availability of food we've allowed there. We've also caused real problems for them in places like the marine ecosystem, where overfishing and pollution and so on have caused real problems in terms of their food chains. The thing is that if you're putting out the kind of foods that gulls are going to go for in sort of format that gulls can get them, that's not going to help anybody. But if you use a bird table with feeders hanging from it, you're having seeds and nuts inside those, you kind of restrict it like that, that shouldn't be of much interest to the gulls at all. So that shouldn't be a problem. It's a bigger problem, of course, when people are deliberately feeding the gulls, they're throwing them chips or it's a burger or a sandwich or whatever, or especially as you see in many urban centres, unfortunately, in Ireland, overflowing waste bins, black bags left on the street for the commercial refuse collection. The birds can get into that really easily. It's no surprise that gulls will take the easy option to do that. So I think that we humans have to address our own behaviour there rather than just blame it on the birds.
Niall, thanks a million. As usual, that was Niall Hatch there, head of Birdwatch Ireland.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.